For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's February 20th, and we've got, this is President's Day, and we've got two topics today. We're going to talk about President's Day, and then Gayla Miller is with us from Jeff City. Let's start, first of all, with Henry Atkinson. Welcome to Radio Friends, Henry.
Paul, thanks for having me back.
Our young historian. President's Day. This actually is a celebration of George Washington's birthday, right?
That's
Which
correct.
February 22nd.
That's right.
But it became a Monday holiday.
Yes. Washington's birthday started out as a holiday, a federal holiday in the 1880s. And in 1968, it was decided that a variety of holidays, including President's Day, were going to be moved to the third Monday in February, or President's Day was, starting in 1971. Mm-hmm. And so that's when President's Day was moved. The plan was to make it this sort of generic holiday honoring the presidency and do all of these things, but that never got in the bill. So it's always remained Washington's birthday, even though everyone celebrates it as President's Day.
Well, then, poor George Washington, his birthday, the February 22nd, nobody remembers it on February 22nd. Now, when I was going to school, in grade school, it was celebrated on February 22nd. And my mom used to bake a cherry pie.
We were out of school on that day, too.
That's right. We were out of school. But we don't associate the cherry pie now anymore with President's Day.
Unless you're in elementary school, I think that's faded by the wayside.
So President's Day takes in all of the presidents now.
Well, at least in custom, but not, again, legally it's still Washington's birthday. But the way most people celebrate it, yeah, the idea of it's supposed to honor the presidency, honor all presidents. Also, it's good for a lot of companies because they have big sale. That started in the 80s, big sales, President's Day sales. You see that all the time.
Yeah. Do you think maybe that was part of it, making a Monday holiday, that it was a way to tie sales into it and bring money into this?
A nice comfy three-day weekend, yeah, to boost sales, sure. And I think that the fact that you sacrifice that in terms of honoring George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, you know, even though he's not technically honored by the Washington's birthday remembrance, it kind of cheapens the whole thing. Missouri, though, we're in good because February 12th, Lincoln's birthday, is a state holiday.
Oh, okay. Now, today is a state holiday and a national holiday, federal holiday?
Well, today is a federal holiday.
Okay, so the banks are closed today.
Correct.
We've gone through this so many times. The banks are closed and there should be no mail delivery
today. That's right. And schools, check your local listings.
Okay, but what about the state?
The state, I believe it's also a state holiday as well.
Okay, so Monday, February 20th, President's Day. Anything else you want to mention about that?
I'd say just remember the office of the presidency and President Washington and President Lincoln.
Yeah, okay. All right. Henry Atkinson, thank you so much. And if you want more information, the best thing to do would to go on the internet and you can Google the entire history on
that. Whitehouse.gov is also another great source for presidential biographies and the like.
Oh, on the Whitehouse.gov.
Whitehouse.gov.
It's got all the presidents in it.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
All right. Henry, thank you so much for coming
back. Thank you, Paul.
And happy President's Day to you.
And to you.
Now we turn to Gayla Miller with the Sterling Chapter of the American Business Women's Association. You're talking about the 33rd annual Kraft and Chili Luncheon, right?
Right.
Well, first of all, before we get to that, what is the chapter of the American Business Women's Association?
Well, it's a group of women who have a goal of education for themselves and for other women in the community.
Now, and you're located in Jefferson City,
We're in Jefferson City. In fact, I think now we're probably the only chapter in the central part of Missouri.
Really?
It's sad, but when the men's organization started accepting women, some of the women's organizations lost a potential for membership.
Oh. Well, what about if you start accepting men in the organization?
Well, there is a little factor that says you can, but the whole outlook of business women's is to promote women.
Okay. Okay. So you can accept men, but it's kind of frowned upon.
Yes. Well, there is on the membership application, there is a place for men.
But, okay. But so what would you do if a man decided that he wanted to
Sure we'd put him to work because our chili luncheon, we just couldn't do it.
Poor guy, though. He wouldn't.
If our husbands of those women who are married didn't help us out.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
They are a big role in us doing this chili luncheon.
Okay. So even though it's a women's association, you're not actively recruiting the men, but you're not going to shoo them away if they want to join.
No.
Okay. Now, you got the craft sale and the chili luncheon. When is that?
It's on Saturday the 25th, so...
Okay, this coming Saturday.
Right.
This coming Saturday.
And the vendors will open doors at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And they'll be there till 2:30, and then we'll start serving chili at 11 or maybe a little before. Mm-hmm. And the chili tickets are $7 for adults and $5 for children.
Is he getting a nice bowl of chili?
Yeah, and there's hot dogs and there's ice cream.
Hot dogs, too?
Ice cream from Central Dairy and
all of this
relishes.
For $7?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, we feed you good.
Yeah. All right, and then the money that comes in for this, how is it used?
All of the money that we make on the bake sale, the chili luncheon, and the fee we charge the vendors goes for scholarships for women. Mm-hmm. And last year we had enough money, we gave 4 $700 scholarships.
Oh, congratulations.
And for a group of 20-some women, we just think that's phenomenal.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And over the years, we've given, we spend all the money we make in that particular fund for scholarships.
Okay. Now, who makes the chili?
One of our members and her husband. It's her.
Oh, so it's okay. Husband's. Let me get this right now. You don't want the men in the club, but it's okay for the husband to make the chili. And this poor guy makes all the chili for
everybody.
Well,
there's a crew, and most of it's husbands. And
okay, so you're putting the husbands to work.
That's right.
So all the husbands are making the chili for
Either
the women.
That or they're working in the kitchen, or they're doing deliveries out to the...
Or doing the dishes, too, I guess.
Yeah, the car dealerships have all bought tickets, so we're going to deliver their meals.
Okay.
And
you have a special award banquet for these husbands who...
Well, I seriously think we should.
Yeah.
I'm working on that
okay.
one.
Okay. All right, Gayla. So go ahead and give the date and the time. It's this coming Saturday.
The 25th, and we open the doors at 8:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And we've got some really neat vendors. We've got a man from... Oh, now I can't think of the name of the town. Down by Branson.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Who makes wooden spoons.
Oh, and you can eat the chili with those wooden spoons if you want to.
I think these are mixing spoons.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Did we tell you the location? Where is it?
Oh, it's at the Eagles Lodge on Missouri Boulevard, and that's 1411.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Tomorrow, the League of Women Voters and Cultural Affairs of Columbia. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.